Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Today, happy after April Fool's Day, and we are reunited and it feels so good. What up, LA?
Hey. Oh my goodness, we missed you, Atlanta.
April
we
Fools missed you guys too.
Well, later on in the show, we're gonna talk about which celebs pulled off the best pranks, and you know we gotta talk about the season finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta, right?
Yes, we do. We're gonna get into it, honey.
Oh man, but yo, yesterday, man, Six Flags almost lost a flag or two, cause Blac Chyna took her kid's dream and king to the theme park, and apparently she wasn't happy with one of the other guests, and this happened.
Oh, who is that?
What? I mean, it's supposed to be Six Flags, more flags, more fun. That did not look fun to me.
What's even happening?
I don't know.
Did someone get the last corn dog and then they ran out?
What happened?
Now, apparently a girl had, like, tried to touch, Dream, and she said the Dream was cute and touched her hand, but when Blac Chyna told her not to touch her baby, it kind of went crazy from that point, and it escalated from there.
Where was the security people? It seems to be like a lot of people around them.
And is that the first time in history a stroller has ever been used as a weapon?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, black mothers reach for whatever. Anything at the time.
So true.
Child could have got hit. Anybody getting hit.
But you know what? This is what's so sad about it. I feel so bad that Blac Chyna and Dream is the poor Kardashians, because Kim would have never gone out to the park with people there. She would have had to shut down.
Shut down the park.
Shut down the park.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you know you've made it. You can shut an amusement park down.
Well, up next, L.A., you guys were out last week, but you know we cannot move on in life without talking about the mystery that captivated the nation. Who bit Beyonce?
Oh! We need to know.
A fly.
The night Tiffany Haddish met Beyonce is just the gift that keeps on giving, honey. Tiffany had already told us that Beyonce had to come check an actress that was getting too touchy-feely with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But in Tiffany's latest interview with GQ, she added another big detail, y'all.
What?
She said the actress in question was doing the mostest, and she bit Beyonce in the face.
She should have led with that. Like, hey, I was hanging out with Beyonce. Some chick came and bit her. I would have led with that. Like, everyone's trying to holler at Jay-Z.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, these details just spilling out later and later.
Okay, mm-hmm. She holding on and giving us piece by piece.
Yep.
Well, Tiffany wanted to fight the girl, but she said Beyonce was like, Tiffany, no, don't do that. That bitch is on drugs. She's not even drunk. The bitch is on drugs, okay? She's not like that all the time. Just chill.
Oh, wow.
So Beyonce knows this person.
So that tells you that Beyonce knows this person.
And has seen this person act crazy before.
It's a friend of hers.
Okay.
Yeah. She knows how they are when they are not high and when they are high.
Okay. Well, needless to say, this sent the internet scrambling to find out who in the world would bite Beyonce. And now multiple sources have confirmed that it was Sanaa Lathan.
No!
Yes, y'all. Oh. Prior to the confirmation report, Sanaa had tweeted, y'all are funny. Under no circumstances did I bite Beyonce, and if I did, it would have been a love bite.
See that last part, it would have been a love bite.
That one must have supposed to have been
right. But you was a little too high or whatever you was on, and you bit down a little harder than you were supposed to.
Right.
I was going to guess who on the show be most likely to be a face biter when they've had one too many. I was going to say Brat.
Brat, yeah.
What? Yeah. First of all, I don't bite people's faces. Okay?
I don't either.
Portia looked like a face biter.
Now, Portia,
yes.
Portia on the Hennessy be like, come here, Brat.
Let me bite your face.
A little touchy-feely when I get tipsy. Yeah,
I think head crack looks like a face licker, though. Head crack would go chin to forehead on you.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that.
Guard your face when Portia come around.
Well, moving on, Jennifer Lopez is on the cover of Bizarre, and in this interview, she reveals, because we all want to know, how does Jennifer Lopez look better than ever? How does she look as good as she does?
Yes.
She sold her soul.
At 48 years old, and she is
amazing.
Now telling
she
us, listen
baby.
Up, because we've got it. You can look like Jennifer Lopez. All you have to do is, you know, daily affirmations.
Yes. Oh,
what the hell is that?
Yeah.
What?
Well, she said, quote, affirmations are so important. I am youthful and timeless. I tell myself that every day, a few times a day. It sounds so cliche, bullshit, but it's not. Age is all in your mind. Look at Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Jane Fonda had all them damn surgeries. How'd you look at Jane Fonda?
That's right. Here's your daily affirmation. I have money for good doctors. I will go to the doctor. I will have my face redone.
That was the affirmation.
She tells herself, I'm rich. You can afford it. Go get
Thank
the surgery.
You.
Right.
So she does the whole Saturday Night Live skit, Stuart Smalley, where she looks in the mirror at herself and says, gosh darn it, people like me.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me.
Then that works.
I believe it, though, y'all. It's what you speak into existence is the power of the tongue.
That's
don't
true.
Be mad she can speak beauty on herself
forever.
But
that doesn't have anything to do with people's genes, though.
It doesn't. Brat's right. I can look in the mirror all day and go, I look like Jennifer Lopez. I look like Jennifer Lopez.
No, it's about believing in yourself, not believing in Jennifer Lopez and all out lies.
Well, I don't want to say I look like Heidi Hamilton. That ain't working.
Oh, Heidi.
What the hell? I got to go with something else.
What doesn't kill you makes your drink stronger.
Sideshow, moving on to the Mr. Easter weekend. Looks like April Fool's got a little overshadowed, unless your Pelicans player, Anthony Davis.
Oh, oh Lord. What'd he do?
Now, anybody who knows Anthony Davis knows he's hella famous for his unibrow. So in honor of April Fool's, he played a prank on his fans. Take a look.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, AD, here. About to make a drastic change in my life. Want you guys to be a part of it. Here we go. A little bit of this. Let me put this right. I think it makes it on there good. And here we go. My bad, guys, but it's done. Man, y'all tell me what y'all think of it. It's a big change. I think I like it.
Real. Please tell me this real.
Not a lot of people actually fell for it, and he even did the whole little camera drop trick so you can kind of edit it. But a lot of people pointed out the obvious product placement. I guess the little red bolts out that he had on his shoulder. And he later posted a photo on Instagram with his unibrow still intact and said, come on, y'all. You knew I wasn't cutting it off. Hashtag April Fools. Hashtag got y'all at Red Bull.
Wait, what did the... Oh, okay. So Red Bull sponsored his April Fool's joke?
I guess so.
Oh, that's cute.
Ain't that cute? Yeah, get paid April. To joke around?
Okay.
Yeah, that brow was still you and I, Fi.
Right.
It ain't going nowhere.
Well, I'm glad he looked better with it, honey. On
yes,
this
he
picture,
does.
Because, honey,
he's,
on that
he's
picture.
Better ugh. With it.
What? Would
you prefer
think?
With the unibrow?
Yeah, yes. Me too.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Look at least a little bit more masculine, honey, because he's like a drag queen on that picture.
He could play Bert in a live-action Sesame Street.
Yeah, he could.
Well, honey, speaking of, honey, pranking fans, Portia had her own April Fool's joke up her sleeve, child.
What?
I missed that.
I didn't see it either.
I guess we didn't get it. But anyway,
okay.
Honey, Portia, honey, she posted this photo of her new neck tattoo, and she wrote, tattoo by at Tattoo Man Page. To everyone freaking out, they have makeup to cover it for when I'm at Dish Nation. Hashtag shake them up.
It's real. I have makeup on right now.
And you ain't got no tattoo
I
on.
Do. It's underneath the makeup. You ain't none of your neck.
But that's
I see
pretty
straight
good,
skin.
Though.
Ain't even no makeup on your neck.
You wouldn't want to get it on your sweatshirt.
Oh, I know. You're right about that. You're right. All right.
But what inspired this?
I found this app, this tattoo app, and it actually places tattoos on your body.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, girl. So. You ain't had nothing
to do. I'm going to need you to get something to do with your life, girl. I got them, no, know. They really believed it. Some of them.
Well, last night was the finale of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we can't wait to dig into all the juicy details with Portia.
Yes, I got you, girl.
Woo, next.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes, baby. Last night, honey, was the finale of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And baby, honey, we have frozen over because Kenya and Portia, oh, Lord, they seem to make up. When Portia was performing, honey, and Two Can Play That Game, honey, in Atlanta, Cynthia and Kenya were the only peaches that showed up to support her.
Vivica's performance is the same performance. It was just 20 years ago. And 20 surgeries ago.
Who can play that game?
Where the Hennessy at?
Hello, honey. Hi. Hi.
That was so good.
That was so much fun.
Did y'all enjoy it?
Yeah, you know you got to back it up.
I'm so glad y'all came.
Well, that was nice of them.
It was. Yeah. I really thought it was nice. Certain people that I thought would have been there that weren't there. So when you get somebody who comes that you didn't expect, whether they were throwing shade or not, honey, I still thought it was nice that she came. Mm. That, you know, and Cynthia, too.
Who was throwing shade?
Well, you know, Kenya had her shade. She was shading me and saying that I'm like Connie, basically insinuating I'm some type of trick or whore or whatever. And then she also talked about Vivica. But the thing is, Vivica actually clapped back at Kenya last night.
Oh.
Was that church clap? Like that? Yeah, so Vivica, baby, Vivica clapped back. Let me read to y'all what she said.
What did she say, honey?
Did hashtag toxic trick really think I forgot? You didn't even see me that night of the play as you were in your seat watching me work. But trust, I always got something for you. And let's not start about acting receipts and other things. Okay, Miss USA 1993.
Oh, so Vivica and Kenya don't get along either?
They haven't gotten along ever since Kenya stole her phone as Celebrity Apprentice.
But do you think they jealous of Kenya because she was Miss USA?
In 1983?
Girl, she's still with
you. Took 10 years away from her. It was 93.
Well, anyway, honey, speaking of Miss Kenya, y'all, she was on Watch What Happens Live with Real Housewife super fan, honey, actor Michael Rapaport, who on Twitter, y'all, has been shading Miss Kenya for years. And baby, let me tell you something. She cracked open a book and did some reading.
You do know that you are on the show, like a villain, right? You know you have to know this, correct? You've gotten better.
Well,
but you are a villain.
Michael, I don't need you to tell me what I am or am not.
On the show.
I appreciate you being a fan, though.
Thank you
for watching. Keep the cable on.
But
a new job would help with that.
Oh, Kenya, please. Kenya, you wish you were me, Kenya.
A middle-aged, fat, white guy.
That was a
read session.
But her clapback reflex was strong.
Yeah, honey,
she's not training.
Went by like, yo.
Well, honey, Mr. Michael, honey, was not about to, honey, let the shade go by and came back with this, honey, in the clubhouse after show.
Oh, I didn't want to say it on live TV, but Kenya's feet are ashy as are ashy.
You know what?
I didn't want to say it on live TV because I'm a gentleman, but pan down to them. She can cut glass with them.
Oh, Lord. They were showing out.
I see that.
But you know what? He been watching Housewives so much, he got his reads together,
too. Yeah. But anyway, so next week, honey, is part one of the reunion episode. Now, Portia, what can we look forward to seeing, honey?
Oh, Lord. It is crazy. Mm. People got called out. Some people got ran out of there. And it just, it was like a whole bunch of good, bad, all mixed together. But there were some people who reconciled their relationship. So it was also some good.
But you're going into it kind of like with a clear plate. Like, you ain't really beefing with nobody.
As you have seen any pictures online, I have come in with a crown. I am the princess of love. I'm not coming in there with nothing, but if you bring it, I'll handle it.
Translated, she killed somebody on set.
Well, remember when Leo DiCaprio won an Oscar for The Revenant? Well, his new girlfriend didn't think he deserved it. We'll tell you all about it next.
Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Well, when it comes to Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's relationship, apparently Ryan is living by the motto, if you can't beat them, join them.
Oh, really?
Well, over the weekend, a tabloid posted a headline claiming that Ryan and Blake were struggling to spend quality time together.
Okay.
Yes. So Ryan, of course, casually responded, I wish I could use a little me time. Clap back.
But that's classic Ryan, because, like, he's very sarcastic if you follow him on any form of social media, and this is totally something him or Deadpool would say.
And you know, when you respond, now that you got Shade Room, other blocks who pick it up, you want to come back with something that's witty so you don't look too bothered. But anytime I respond, I look extra bothered. I go in a little too much, right. So I just rather not even do it.
It depends on what time of day you're reading the message or replying to people. Yeah. Right?
Or what you're going through.
Yes.
If you mad at the world, you're going to serve them with something crazy if you pissed off already.
You'd be like, I got time.
Right, you know what? Today is the day for you.
Starting Wednesday? Right.
Well, y'all, Leonardo DiCaprio's newest 20-year-old model girlfriend is hard to please.
Oh, really?
She going to bed too early?
Honey, apparently Camila Morone is not a fan of Leo's movie, The Revenant, which he won an Oscar for.
Really?
Did she work for PETA or something? Not happy what happened to the bear?
You know the millennials, honey.
That bear started it.
Well, in a past blog entry, Camila reviewed the movie and wrote, I had been dying to watch The Revenant ever since the trailer came out a few months ago. I'm a huge Leo and Tom Hardy fan. Revenant was overly hyped up, and by the time I saw it, I wasn't too impressed. Maybe it throws your judgment off when people speak so highly about it or something.
Oh, wow. Was this before or after she started dating him?
This not had to really. Be before. They done dug this up, did some dirt.
Yes, honey.
They tried to dig this up, what you said about that man that you with now. You ain't like his movie.
Uh-huh.
But that might be one of the things that made him like her more. Because, like, you know, you Leonardo DiCaprio, everybody throwing himself at you because they've seen all your movies. But to find that one person who doesn't kiss the ground you walk on and don't rock with every single thing you do, that's rare.
That's true, but a lot of people was disappointed in The Revenant. I thought it was going to be better, too.
You did? I enjoyed it.
I wanted it to be better. I mean,
at this point in his life, he just needs some honesty.
He don't need
anybody saying, I love your movies.
That's true.
You know, he wants some honesty.
It depends on who that type of man, because some men want you to feed them and gas them up, huh?
That's
right.
True,
now,
too.
Will this 20-year-old be honest now that she's with him?
Yeah.
Or she could be like, baby, it wasn't that great, but you could do better next time. Yeah, she's going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, she could be like, my account got hacked. That wasn't me.
Right.
Well, now that spring is here, honey, it's officially T-shirt and tank top weather, and we've got the perfect ones for you. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear and say hello to spring in style. Coming up, Cynthia Nixon wants to run for governor of New York, and you won't believe where her first stop will be next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since Cynthia Nixon announced her candidacy. She's going to run for New York State governor. And all of her Sex and the City co-stars have supported her. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, and even Kim Cattrall says she supports Cynthia. Well, Cynthia hasn't done any interviews yet, and now she granted her very first interview. She's going to sit down to talk about her gubernatorial run with, Wendy Williams.
Known for her political interviews.
Cynthia, we're going to talk hot topics, darling. Okay, darling. Darling, we're going to, what do you think? What do you think?
And then she's going to pass out. I think I have a hard time with the whole Cynthia Nixon running for governor because I see her as part of the cast for Sex and the City. That's the real life people for me. So when I see one of them running for governor, I'm like, is that the best one? I would go with Kim Cattrall. If I had to pick a governor out of the four girls,
well, because you're thinking of her character and you want a slutty governor.
I want a slutty governor. I want the bumper sticker. Slutty governor 18. Ooh. That sounds like a porno title, doesn't it?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.